This is Dr. Zavi dictating consultation on Susan, S-U-S-A-N, last name Dooling, D-O-O-L-I-N-G, date of birth, March 17, 1974, patient's in for Southern Heritage Medical Clinic and for Dr. Bontrager, B-O-N-T-T-R-E-G-E-R, new paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. Susan is a eight-year-old female who does not smoke, drinks only socially, and she is allergic to biaxin. She is here for evaluation and treatment for history of pulmonary embolism about 8 to 10 years ago. New paragraph. Symptoms. She is fine. She does not have any symptoms. History of present illness. Patient recently has started having some menopausal symptoms. So she is placed on progesterone 100 mg daily and testosterone 1 mg daily. And her gynecologist was thinking of putting her on estrogen supplement. However, before she does that, she wanted her to be seen to make sure that she is okay. Candidate for estrogen supplement, since there was a history of pulmonary embolism a few years ago and it was believed it could have been from birth control pills. New paragraph. Past medical history. Patient has PE about 8 to 10 years ago. She was treated with anticoagulation for 6 months or so. Her recent past history also includes history of thyroid nodule discovered in 2014, treated with partial thyroidectomy. She is on supplement now. The patient also had tummy tuck surgery in February of 2022. New paragraph. Currently she is on Synthroid 150 microgram daily, Sertraline 50 milligram daily. She also takes Valtrex and she is on Symbicort inhaler. New paragraph. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 10 inch tall, weighing 222, BMI 32, blood pressure 135 or 75, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, history of pulmonary embolism. Diagnosis 2, history of recent cosmetic surgery over the belly and also breast augmentation. Recommendations, we'll go ahead and draw CBC, CMP and coagulation profile and make sure she does not have any hereditary predisposition for any coagulation abnormality or hypercoagulable status. Once available, we can make further recommendations. I also advise the patient to take baby aspirin if everything comes out to be normal while on estrogen supplement. Thank you. Sincerely, Ajit Dave. This is consultation on Susan Dooling. Copy of this may be sent to her primary care physician. Thank you.